Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Terrence DeFranco back on the show. Terrence has become a great member of our Brain Trust recently. He's the CEO and the president and co-founder of IOTA Communications. He's our IOTA, our IOT, our Internet of Things expert. And we're glad he's back. Terrence, welcome back.
Great to be back, Jim. Thanks.
I love saying that. I love saying Internet of Things, Internet of Things, things.
I know you do.
I love that. So
I might steal it from you.
There you go. Remind the audience, because I talked to them about it in the beginning of the hour, but remind them what an IOT is.
So it is not much different than what the original intention and use of the internet was back in the 1990s. You and I are old enough to remember that. Basically using connectivity over the internet for when it was first started, for people to talk to each other. The Internet of Things allows for machines to talk to other machines or machines to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
So combination of cloud computing and big data, and then this other phenomena called Moore's Law, which is really the compounding effect of technology.
Yeah. It's still, it's alive and well 55 years later, isn't it?
That's right. So, these things continue to accumulate to allow us to add computing power and communication capability.
And now with Wi-Fi and mobile networks being so ubiquitous, right. That's really what's caused the scaling of IoT, isn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely a major driver. Battery storage. I mean, think about, when the first smartphones came out 10, 12 years ago. The capabilities of a battery now. I mean, you could charge your phone easily, get power through the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And then just think of all the features that it supports on that mm-hmm. powerful computer that we carry around. So, all of these things, when you just look at that evolution of the smartphone that's happened, just look at that and then apply it to all of the other places where connectivity can bring value. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about connecting. It's about what's the value proposition? How do I drive value? And it's the value drivers, ultimately, that are really the big drivers. The technology supports all of those. So why would things be connected? It's because it makes business operations much more efficient, makes homes safer, more comfortable. It improves our quality of life. It helps our, more entertained or,
if you've got a project going on that's being run by a motor, and let's say you got something. I mean, let's get down and dirty. You got a construction project that's got a pump that's required to run all night. And you don't have to stay there with it and watch it run. You could have an IoT device associated with it where you could wake up at midnight and get your smartphone and see that it's still running. Go back to bed.
Jim, tell you a real quick story. So, last weekend I was driving with my wife, and we kind of got lost. So we're driving. We're like, where the heck are we? And, go on the phone and, punch in Google Maps and, find out where you are and get directions on where you want to go. And we both kind of just started thinking, we're like, what was it like before that? I'd be totally lost. How long would it take me to actually find where I'm going?
Nobody wants me to tell them directions anymore. They just want to know the address, and they'll find it.
That's it. So just, it's kind of like, what did we do before that? And the same thing is happening with the Internet of Things. Without that connectivity, businesses are starting to become so reliant on it, they're really starting to think, geez, mm-hmm. what did And that's when you start really understanding the impact.
And more of the new devices that you're buying, the new motors, the new computers, the new switches, the new circuits, whatever it may be, more of them are coming with an IoT application. And a lot of business, a lot of small business owners are looking at that and going, I didn't know I could do that now. And so, folks, you're going to be seeing this more and more. And when we come back, I'm going to get Terrence to talk to us about what some of those things might be. And we're also going to include one of the deficiencies of IoT, and that's the security angle. Because almost by definition, unfortunately, IoT, Internet of Things things, are not cyber secure. You have to secure the network. And unless Terrence has got some news for us, and we'll talk about that after the break. Terrence DeFranco, IOTA Communications, that's his company. Tony Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.